Hi there, I'm Ariadne, and this session is brought to you by me and my children's book series, Spiral Fairy Tales. Do you want to instill morals in your kids, like kindness, honesty, courage, and faith? Then Spiral Fairy Tales is a fun, colorful, and engaging way to do so for kids up to 10 years old. Told in whimsical rhymes and illustrated by yours truly, these books are bound to delight your kids and you for years to come. Please visit spiralfairytales.com today and use the code FULLSET for 15% off a full set of 4 books. Thank you, and please enjoy this session. Do you ever wonder if you're meditating properly? Do you get frustrated because the thoughts in your head won't stop? And you're convinced you're doing it wrong? Well, you've clicked on the right video, because today I'm talking about how each and every person listening can learn to meditate properly now. Hi, I'm Ariadne, and I'd like to welcome you to Willow Bend Zen, a channel where I create guided meditations and content designed to help you unlock the magic within. So, let's get into it then, shall we? First off, listen very carefully. The very best, and in my opinion, only way to meditate properly is to listen and trust yourself. Listen to your body. Allow your mind to do what it wants. There is never a need to force anything with meditation. Meditation is easy. Like breathing, it is natural. The only reason it feels hard at the beginning is because there is a misunderstanding that thoughts are not allowed. And when they appear, you must be doing something wrong. You are never doing something wrong. In your practice. Your practice is about finding the way to the place of peace within you, and no one else can show you the way to you. It is a road that you must travel alone. You can pick up different techniques from different teachers, but ultimately, it is how you apply them to your practice that grants you your power over the physical, and mastery over your mind and emotions. There are no shortcuts, no books you can read to fast-track your progress, and no courses you can take. You find your way to your truth by living your life and integrating your experience in meditative practices. There are many different forms that meditation takes. In addition to sitting meditation, we can also add in yoga, tai chi, dance, singing, playing music, swimming, and making love, to name a handful. The only ingredient an activity needs to become meditative is a sense of focused awareness and complete absorption in the task at hand. In other words, absolute presence. With this understanding, queuing in line at the DMV can become a meditative activity. The only thing that matters is the mental and emotional state. So, how can you improve your meditative practice today? Next time you are in meditation, just be easier on yourself. Understand that your thoughts are not bad, and do not deserve to be banished. Viewing anything as negative or unwanted in your practice blocks you from releasing that heaviness. It holds you under by focusing on the unwanted, therefore forcing it to stay ever present. You can't stop seeing something unpleasant if you refuse to look away. Instead, bring your attention to your breath and pay attention to how it feels as it enters and exits your body. How does the air feel on your nostrils? Is it warm or cold? Is your breath quick or slow? Try to keep your attention on the physical sensations of being alive. Heartbeat, blood flow, breath. Maybe you can even feel other organs in your body. Feel the air on your skin and notice the smells and sounds in your environment. Be fully immersed in the physical realm. When your thoughts pop up and derail you, that's okay. Simply notice that your thoughts have strayed. Thank yourself for being aware enough to notice, and then reapply your attention to your breathing again. You may do this hundreds of times in your first few sessions, but with daily practice, that number will decrease, and you will begin to notice more periods of silence and calm in your mind and body. If you can continue to build these feelings of calm and peace within you, then the really fun stuff happens. And this is where you have to take the wheel and decide where to go. Everyone is different, so I can't tell you exactly what to expect. But for me, I started to become aware of the energy in my body. I began discovering how to move it around and then build and focus it in one spot. That awareness continued to expand until I found myself able to transcend my body. Now, I'm not a huge fan of that word because I think it means so many different things to so many different people. But it feels like the most appropriate word to me. I don't know how else to describe expanding outside of the personal awareness of the body and mind into this conscious, universal awareness. To me, transcend feels like the best word, even though it can't possibly describe how it feels. You will understand eventually if you don't already. Words are useless in that space. The path you take to get to that space is not important. The fact that you are on the path is all that matters. And if you are still listening to this, then there is something inside of you that will continue to lead you to that eternal inner peace that is always within. All you have to do is trust yourself and know that you are doing just fine. And that is how to meditate properly. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end of the video. I really hope you liked this new content, as I would love to make more. So please let me know what you thought, and if you have any suggestions or topics you'd like me to cover for future videos. And to keep this channel ad-free, I have links to my various art projects, including my children's book series, Spiral Fairy Tales. Please consider supporting me on there if you get any value out of my content. So, until next time, from my heart to yours, I wish you light, love, and harmony. Thank you for joining me.